Hi, it's Grease.
Hey, Grease.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing all right.
What can I do for you, buddy?
Well, the last time you were down here in Atlanta, I went to see you at one of the bars, and you signed my donor card.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, you know, when the time comes and I go to the other side there, if you would handle the transplants for me, especially the hydraulics, because I wouldn't want them to go some fudge packer.
No, they're, when you donate your body to science, don't you worry, they don't end up, you know, cutting things off and giving them to people. And let me tell you something, sir.
Yeah?
What makes you think that a person of the alternate lifestyle would want a dismembered body part, sir? I mean, let's face it, we love our women, but you wouldn't want a cater floating into formaldehyde.
Well, you know, some guy may get into a jam one day and have his lopped off accidentally.
Oh, I see what you're saying. And they make a transplant, it goes to your pack, and then the next thing you know, little Elvis is in a totally different confine.
Oh, my God.
Hey, there you are in the ground, and there's little Elvis going, wait a minute, no, I don't want to do that kind of...
No.
This doesn't look right. It doesn't smell right. All right, I'll tell you what, I don't think that'll happen. Let me, I don't want to get into that kind of altered lifestyle stuff anyway, especially when I got the Hobbit the Gaga handbook. When I got a step-by-step procedure that is fail-proof in getting you a slice.